TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. I was just about to say, it was never a dull moment here. At 105.7 The Fan. Never a dull moment at all. I thought I was abandoned. I thought I was left for dead here for a second. Was going to have to scramble and do a whole segment by myself. I was workshopping here. I was going to go full Colin Coward, comparing players to Thanksgiving dishes, but I'll spare the audience that. Bob Haney's back. Bob, how we feeling? How you doing?
Feeling good. Matter of fact, that's not a bad idea. Well, who's the turkey?
I could maybe do like two.
Who's the sauerkraut with the Italian sausage?
Mostly to make fun of Coward. Just being like, Baker Mayfield's like cornbread.
Yeah. Cornbread's good, but is it like the end all be all of your Thanksgiving meals? What did I miss, Nolan? What's been going on in the last hour and 10 minutes as me and Ken Wyman were recording the first hour of the Baltimore Games Day Uncensored Tailgate Show? It's not going to be live tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just giving you a heads up for all you Columbos out there.
Well, judging by the late arrival here, maybe things didn't go according to plan. A
couple of technical difficulties.
Well, you know what I mean? You got to build that into the plans ahead of time.
It is what it is. But still, the Ravens are, 7-point favorites against the Cincinnati Bengals. And we were talking a lot about, as we've talked about all week, the return of Joe Burrow. And what he brings to the equation. And he was talking about why he's even coming back when they're 3-8. And the compete level is there. And their chances of making the postseason are pretty nil. They'd have to run the table. In the last couple of years, they finished 9-8 and didn't get in. And as competitive as the AFC is, it probably will still be a long shot for that to happen. But I don't begrudge him playing. As a matter of fact, as a Ravens fan, with all due respect to Joe Flacco, I think he gives them a better chance to win, rust aside, because he doesn't turn the ball over as much as Joe Flacco has been prone to do here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, it's frustrating that it just lines up here that he's facing the Ravens, but we all pick the Ravens. We all feel confident enough. I was saying last week when he was practicing before that Patriots game that I know they did technically maybe have some wiggle room if you lose one more game, which they did. You could still get to 9 wins, but I don't know if that's going to quite cut it in the AFC this year. So I was saying, look, after practicing last week, if he doesn't play against the Patriots, why play at all? I mean, it's do or die right now. And all right, we finally get back on track here with him. We'll see how he looks tomorrow night. There just seems to be a lot of a mystery here, a lot of moving parts. I started to get a little scared here talking to Vinny when we did the film. Revisiting Ja'Marr Chase and everything he did last year, revisiting those stats, remembering how those yards came about. It wasn't all just deep bombs downfield by Joe Burrow. It's a lot of, not dinking and dunking, but he'll hit them on a quick slant, and Chase will take it 60 yards to the house.
Yeah, he's a premier receiver, but he's coming off a one-game suspension where video has proven that, you know, he may have been lying about spitting in the face of Jalen Ramsey there. By the way, you see Ramsey and C.J. Gardner-Johnson got into it on the sidelines last week in the Bears-Steelers game because there were some extracurriculars off the sideline with Ramsey and Gardner-Johnson. Briefly, a Raven got himself involved. But Ja'Marr Chase is a stud. Yes, they're minus T. Higgins. And John Harbaugh even said they might have to double or shade a safety over to prevent him from running wild here. I just see the Bengals, the Chase Brown thing is what worries me, too. I think both Chases, if the Ravens lose, well, there's a 3-4-pronged approach. They turn the ball over. There's a ton of penalties. They're sucking in the red zone again. But Chase Brown, because he's versatile catching the ball out of the backfield, they're 30th in the NFL in running the football, but he's good as kind of a one-man gang. And Ja'Marr Chase, you don't think he and Burrow are going to be fired up? I don't know, man. Ravens are going to win, as we did our predictions earlier, but I think it's going to be closer than maybe the odds makers feel. And Ja'Marr Chase is going to have a lot to do with it.
Well, that's the other thing. Like last year, the shootouts back and forth, nobody was really up by more than 7 or 10 at a time. So I'm thinking, what does that mean for the run game? I mean, if it's going to be a shootout and close, then you leave the door open for the Bengals to continue to run the ball. Obviously, your game plan out the jump is to just try to make them one-dimensional. If you can stop Chase Brown, then all right, we'll take our chances through the air with Ja'Marr Chase. But even then, the Bengals had no rushing yards tomorrow. I'd still be scared of that connection between Burrow and Chase. And I think you're absolutely right as far as how many targets he's going to get. Don't have to worry about Higgins. I mean, Yoshivash, tight end Gesicki, forget it. I mean, to me, this could be Chase, and nothing but Chase.
Yeah, just pitch and catch, Burrow and Chase. Now for the Ravens, trying to get their offense generated against a defense that's young, ineffective in a lot of areas. I mean, their leading sack guy is still Trey Hendrickson with 4, and he hasn't played in weeks, might not ever play for Cincinnati again. If Lamar Jackson is under duress tomorrow and John Harbaugh doesn't make changes to the offensive line, then I don't understand exactly what it is he's trying to prove here. Why is Ben Cleveland on the team if he doesn't play? Mm-hmm. You sign Noteboom, has been a disaster. The fact that he's been a healthy scratch speaks volumes about how they feel about him. But, you know, Emory Jones Jr., Nolan, have we gotten to the point that Voorhees and the Lele have been so bad? We're talking about Emory Jones Jr. coming in like he's Ben Grubbs and Marshall Yanda and all these guys.
Well, on the surface, it just goes back to the point we've been making the whole time. How could it get any worse?
Correct.
Right? Give him a shot. But to be fair to Emory Jones Jr., who missed all of training camp, and those are the most valuable reps you can have of the year, especially as a rookie. Look, I mean, I know he's been getting ramped up in practice the last couple weeks, but there's no reps to be had there that are anywhere close to what he would have had in training camp in the preseason. So when he goes out there, he might physically be ready. You know, he might trust all of his body to do what he has to do. But those guys are coming at him. And the last time he faced real live bullets was when he was in college. So it's going to be sink or swim. I'm interested to see how much of that rotation comes into play. I assume you'll start the game with the O-line that we've been seeing. And if things get really dicey, maybe you sprinkle in a little Emory Jones. But especially on the short week, I really just don't know what to expect from him or the O-line in general.
And byproduct of that is the inability to run the football as effectively as you had hoped. And we talk about Derrick Henry and the brilliance that he is. He's going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. But you still want him to be good in 2025. But I think we keep asking for more. Keaton Mitchell, will we see more Keaton Mitchell coming up tomorrow night?
I think you have to. And I know we had a caller about Justice Hill earlier. I'm a little more lukewarm on him. But just from the idea of like trying to get more creative, you know, I'm not down on Derrick Henry, but because I do think it is O-line related, but it's just not working. And even Keaton Mitchell's had trouble because of the O-line if he's running up the middle. But let's do just that. Let's get to the outside. You know, let's utilize what Keaton Mitchell does well, his unique skill set. Let's tap into it. I mean, to me, there's no reason that he should be relegated to just 2 or 3 carries. I mean, even if the run game's not working, I think there's a way to get him 6, 7, or even 8.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. How are we doing clockwise?
We're good.
Time to take a break and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. We'll take one right now.
Yeah, we'll come back, reset the program. You want to get in, now's your chance at 410-583-1057. Eric at home, NFL.com. We'll talk to him about Week 13. Great slate of games on paper for Thanksgiving. And then Friday's game with Philadelphia hosting the Bears. That one's got some great interest as well. You can join us. Maryland tonight taking on Alabama. Well, tomorrow morning, whatever it is. Terps get hammered last night by Gonzaga, and the odds makers think that could be duplicated against the 8th-ranked Crimson Tide.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Second year out of Penn State, and we can go back to training camp, where David Ajabo was a bubble guy because Adeez Isaac was going to take his spot. Then he hurt his elbow, had surgery, and as you just heard John Harbaugh say, that was yesterday, they had a setback, so he's not close to returning. And as we're sitting here waiting for Carl Lawson to finally get a sniff of the football field, I'm guessing Nolan McGraw, we're not going to see, I could be wrong, but we're not going to see Adeez Isaac play in 2025, which basically is a lost season for him. And now you go into his third year in the league, not really knowing what you have with this guy.
Right. Yeah, this is really disappointing. And again, you know, hold our breath and see what happens the rest of the way. But yeah, the immediate thought is, all right, even if he does play this year, he missed the majority of the season, missed the majority of last season. And when he did play, it was pretty much a non-factor. So yeah, I mean, here we go. You mentioned David Ajabo. Here we go again. I mean, he wasn't as highly touted coming out of college, but still, third round pick. You expect to get something out of him. You expect him to be a rotational piece at the very least. I mean, he's going to have no time before his rookie deal's done to even prove himself at this point. So, very disappointing.
Yeah, he put up numbers at Penn State because Chop Robinson was on the other side of the line from him, now in Miami. I mean, I guess kind of a disappointing sophomore year for the Dolphins, but that's their problem. David Ajabo, he had one really good year with Michigan when they made it to the playoffs with Aiden Hutchinson doing his thing. Aiden Hutchinson's been able to translate that to the NFL, where he's one of the top defensive players in the National Football League. But David Ajabo was a guy that had one tackle in his college career going into that season for the Wolverines, and then he had the Achilles, and then he's had the knee, and now it's basically down to inability to make plays. at this stage of his career.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating because, again, the praise was there coming out. And, oh, my God, could you imagine if he didn't get hurt? Because I don't really – what we've seen out of him in the NFL, at a certain point, it went beyond the injury. You know, early on, you could maybe say, all right, well, that really rattled him. You know, you get hurt on your pro day. It throws you off. Then you're trying to adjust to the NFL, and you're already behind. You essentially have a red shirt year. You give him a little grace period. I'm starting to think even if he didn't get hurt, he probably still would have been a bust just because he hasn't shown anything. It's not like there's been flashes. There's been nothing. So could you imagine? Of course, the Ravens wouldn't have got him at that point. But if he was going top 15 or somewhere around there, 15, 18, the team that got him, how disappointed they would be? Would they have already moved on at this point? It's just...
To your point, Ravens had the 14th pick that year, which turned out to be Kyle Hamilton.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And the Ravens needed a pass rusher.
Alternate timelines.
Yes.
Whoa.
And then Ajabo falls to the second round because of the injury, and the Ravens got a steal. How many steals have the Ravens gotten, by the way, that have not turned out to be so-called steals? I mean, Eric DaCosta, who knows what they do at 14? I mean, they draft Ajabo there, and then Kyle Hamilton goes somewhere else. I mean, Ravens defense is all kind of discombobulated, but things happen for a reason. They get Hamilton, and his memory serves. You know, one guy saying it was a luxury pick.
I said it too.
Yeah, because they had just signed Marcus Williams. You had Deshaun Elliott, and Chuck Clark, I think, was still part of the equation. Hamilton's turned out to be one of the best defensive players in the NFL. Oh, man. And then they trade Marquise Brown. Well, they need a pass rusher where they took Linderbaum. Mm-hmm. And I think Jermaine Johnson was still on the board, who's now with the Jets.
Right.
Now, Linderbaum, that's another discussion, what the hell his future is going to be like in Baltimore. But back to the original discussion. Isaac, you have no idea what you're getting, but he did have some production at the collegiate level. Ajabo had one monster year in the college, and it's been basically invisible for whatever reason in the NFL.
And the funny thing is, I mean, I was just got done saying, you know, well, how much time does Isaac have at this point to prove himself before his rookie deal is done? Still 2 years, assuming he's able to enter next year healthy. But knowing the Ravens and how long they gave Ajabo, well, then they should give Isaac at least the full 4 years to prove himself, I would think. I mean, whether it's because you actually believe in him, or you're delusional, or just because you made that draft pick investment, a top or a first 3-round pick in him, that you got to keep him. But yeah, I mean, I honestly had pretty high hopes for Isaac this year. Looking at the pass rush on paper, you certainly thought you'd get more from Van Noy, thought you'd get more from Mike Green after the summer he had. And I thought that Adisa Isaac was actually going to contribute quite a bit, or at the very least be like a Tavius Robinson, where even if he's not getting after the quarterback, you still want him on the field.
As we sit here, though, day before Thanksgiving, November 26th, Mike Green starting to impact games. Kyle Van Noy's played better the last 2 weeks. And Draymond Jones has been an absolute asset since they got him from Tennessee.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, to me, the pass rush, you start to grade on a curve at a certain point. They just weren't getting any sacks to start the season. So sort of like the whole defense altogether, where they were the worst defense in the league and were saying, well, hey, just get middle of the pack. And you look at the pass rush in particular. They can't get after the quarterback. They can't get a sack to save their life. All right, just get anything, something. I mean, maybe if you get one a game, but just make it timely. You know, make it a third down sack. Make it a sack right on the fringe of field goal range that pushes them out. So I think you're starting to see that a little bit more. We all want the volume, the sacks to just come in bunches. As good as they've been the past couple weeks, I just don't see that happening unless they face an O-line that's just absolutely putrid. They're not going to get them in bunches. So to me, it really is about the timing of it. And Mike Green, at least his first sack in that Bears game, I seem to remember, that was very timely. Came in the red zone. Forced a field goal as they were knocking on the door.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Eric at home, NFL.com. Talk about week 13. Three games tomorrow. You got the Black Friday game coming up. Philadelphia. Hey, man, they're in first place. They're in disarray. Chicago's at first place in the North, and they're kind of just playing with house money. But, you know, once the season rolls on, you start to achieve things. Expectations start to change. So now, if you're Ben Johnson, and you're in first place in late November, I'm guessing you want to be there in late December and into January.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As well, Cincinnati gets Joe Burrow back. You also have Green Bay and Detroit tomorrow. Kansas City at a revived Dallas team with their defense, and then Chicago at Philly coming up on Friday here to try to make sense of everything that's going on in the NFL through 12 weeks, now heading into week 13. From NFL.com, NFL Network, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program Eric Edholm. Eric, good afternoon. How are you feeling?
Doing well, yeah. We're getting ready for a pretty good Thursday, I would say.
Now, Joe Burrow, and we just played one of the cuts from him as he met with the media, explaining why he wanted to play tomorrow night. And even though the team is out of it, they're 3-8, and there's all these crazy scenarios in which they could possibly sneak into the postseason. But, you know, he wants to compete. He understands the injury risk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you, Eric Edholm, have a problem with the fact that Joe Burrow wants to get out here and do what he has to do? Or is he putting too much risk on himself and the future of the franchise by getting out here at this time?
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's a 0.1% chance or better, I think most quarterbacks would say, let me play. Let me try to do something here. I mean, you know, I think Joe has some pride, and I think a lot of quarterbacks, you have to get to that level. You have to have a certain level, a certain amount of it to understand that, you know, you're a paid entertainer. They're paying you big bucks to go out there, even in what looks like a lost season. And it's easy to say, oh, just pack them on ice and we'll see you in the spring. But, you know, I think they look at it a little differently, even with this streak. I mean, they're 1-8 without him. And, you know, even though Joe Flacco put up some decent passing numbers in some of those games, I mean, they're a better team with Joe at quarterback. And, you know, I think he's also trying to fight the narrative that he's always hurt. I don't know if that's a good thing if you go out there at less than full strength and, you know, re-injure the toe or one of the other injuries that have plagued them over the years. But, yeah, I kind of love it. I mean, these guys are paid to play. They want to go out there, give them the shot. And like you said, if they win these next 3 games, then we could actually talk about the playoffs. That would obviously include sweeping the Ravens. But it would be fascinating because there actually would be a chance for them to make a run, even if it's pretty improbable.
Now, as you know, Eric, Joe Burrow, a couple of years ago, he was asked, hey, what's Cincinnati's window to compete? And he said, as long as I'm playing. So,
right.
But he's not playing. So are windows closing here, or is a guy still young and, you know, injury plagued, et cetera, as we've discussed? I mean, is there still enough time there for them to redo a defense, maybe add some more weapons on the offensive line to make sure that they do get back into this AFC mix? And remember, they have been to a Super Bowl where Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson have not.
I know. Yeah, I mean, that's the fascinating thing, right? I mean, they found a way. It was an unusual season. It was the 2020 season. There were a lot of different things for us football watchers that year, and who knows what, you know, factor that played in it. But he went on the road and beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game and had the ball in his hands with a chance to win the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, that's a reminder of where they were not that long ago. But then again, in football terms, 5 years is quite a long time. And with the accumulation of all the injuries and with the salary structure being what it is, with four players taking up a massive sort of chunk on their salary cap, you know, they have to make a decision on Trey Hendrickson, figure out what to do with him. They've got to reallocate some of these resources and decide whether it's still worth having Piggins, Chase, and Burrow on the roster and making that work, or do they explore another avenue and try to dangle T or something like that. So I don't know what the path forward is going to be, you know, and there's still, I guess, some doubt about Zach Taylor's status with the team. You know, you have to worry whether, you know, he's done enough to save his job. I think probably yes, but it's not like that's locked in and ironclad. So, yeah, just a lot of unknowns for this team and a big range of outcomes potentially for them.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com, NFL Network, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw with you here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Now, for the Ravens, they've won five in a row. If the playoffs started today, they'd win the division. Of course, there's seven games left before all of that gets decided, or six. I can't keep up with math anymore. But when you watch this Ravens offense, what do you see in Eric?
Well, lately, obviously, the question is, you know, can Lamar crank it up to either, you know, the pre-2025 levels, or if you want to say tap into what he had against the Dolphins, or, you know, even, you know, the week one and earlier parts of the season. Obviously, the injuries have added up. You know, multiple lower body injuries are going to have an effect on a quarterback of any type, but certainly a running quarterback too. We haven't seen him have as much success scrambling in the last three games, and the completion percentage is down, the red zone percentage is down, and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not all on him, obviously. I think anyone who's watched these games understands that it's a shared responsibility, and, you know, they could probably do a better job of setting him up to succeed. But, you know, look, I've been impressed with the Ravens defense, you know, the last really like six games, I would say. They've, you know, from about that Rams game on, they've played good football. They've played Ravens caliber defensive football, I think, keeping scores low. You know, pressure, versatility, lots of different stuff that we weren't seeing in the first third of the season or whatever. So, you know, it gives them a chance, a little bit of a different formula. And I'm sure they're still banking on Lamar, you know, being able to fight through some of the stuff and elevate his game. But and no better chance than on Thursday against a Bengals defense. Well, you know, they give them credit. They played well against New England. Pick six, a couple of goal line fans. But, you know, the facts show that this is not a great unit. And he's had some pretty good career success against Cincinnati, and I have a feeling he'll do something of note Thursday night and do his best to kind of battle Burrow, who's also had success against the Ravens. So could be a fun one.
All right, tomorrow, outside of Baltimore and Cincinnati, Green Bay is at Detroit. First time they played, season opener. Packers kind of spacked them around a little bit. Detroit needed a comeback against the Giants to win, which cost the Giants DC his job. How do you see this matchup in Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, I think so much of Detroit's success hinges on Jahmyr Gibbs. He's really the guy who makes everything go. Obviously, they have a lot of different weapons in that offense, and you have to plan for all of them. And they're mostly healthy. I mean, they still have some guys there to try to get back offensively. But it's clear that when he's bottled up, and it's not easy to do, but if you have a scheme that can take him out of the game, like the Packers did in week one, it held him to like three yards a touch, you're going to have a lot of success or a better chance of beating this team. So, you know, that I hate to just keep throwing numbers out there, but the Lions are undefeated when they score 21 points, I think. And the Packers have not lost the game when they've allowed 20 or fewer. So that's kind of the magic number. They've got to find a way to hold the Lions to under 20 at home on Thanksgiving. And, you know, we've seen this offense break out under Dan Campbell. You know, he took over play calling duties and really got them going again. And then they regress the next week. So is it really a play calling issue, or is it just not having the same kind of force up front on that offensive line, not having the same success consistently staying ahead of the chains? Some drop passes too. Boy, Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't have a single drop last year, and this year he's had several. So, you know, it's plays like that that we kind of forget about that end up kind of costing a team, you know, a touchdown a game, an extra scoring drive per game. And, you know, with Green Bay's offense being what it is, Detroit could really make a statement if they get up early.
All right, let's go to Friday real quick, Eric. The Bears at Philadelphia and Chicago. Yeah. They haven't lost since the Ravens beat them about a month ago. They're in first place. And the Eagles, okay, a lot of dysfunction that's been well documented throughout all of your NFL media friends. Eagles are 7-point favorites in this matchup, but when do they implode? This season for Philly anyway, Eric, starting to become very reminiscent of 2-3 years ago when they started 10-1 and then went quietly into the postseason night.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the difference between 2023 and 2024 was stark, right? 2023, they had the good record, but then they completely collapsed down the stretch, you know, lost to the Cardinals at home in December. I mean, everything fell apart, like you said. I think 6 out of 7 to end the season. You know, offensive issues, defensive concerns, all that stuff was cropping up. And last year, it felt like they kind of learned their lessons and took their lumps early in the year, adjusted, and really became this dynamic offense and arguably the best defense in football. So this is kind of the point of the season when those two teams took vastly different turns. So we're kind of at that point right now. And again, it may not happen the same way, but, you know, based on what happened Sunday and how they kind of limped to victory the previous two games offensively, you can't keep asking this defense, which is very good, but you can't keep asking them to bail them out every single time. I understand they had a 21-0 lead, but the offense did nothing, you know, for the final 42 minutes of the game. That can't happen again. That's just not winning football right there. So, yeah, we'll see. The Bears, some say it's smoke and mirrors. I mean, they're being outscored on the season despite being 8-3, but can they keep it up? Can Caleb create some magic? That offense looks pretty good right now.
He's Eric Edholm, NFL.com, NFL Network. Eric, appreciate the time as always. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Thank you. You too as well. Appreciate it.
You got it. Eric Edholm, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2 o'clock. And if you happen to be awake around 11 o'clock this evening, Maryland's taking on Alabama in college basketball. Hopefully Maryland doesn't get choked out like they did last night by Gonzaga. Maryland tonight, they're taking on Alabama after the Players Era championship game, which is, Gonzaga and Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, right? Does that sound about right?
And there's games tomorrow, too.
There are a ton of games tomorrow, but, yeah, Gonzaga, Michigan at 9:30. Okay. Why? Why? Now, it's 9:30 their time when Maryland's going to tip off, basically. You're around, you know, 9. But outside of Alabama, Maryland fans and your diehard hoops junkies, who's sticking around for that?
Yeah, I mean, I like what they got going here with the Players Era Festival, but need to make some changes here. And I'm not just talking about adding more teams next year, because that might create even more problems. But it's top tier schools that want to participate here. They promised the NIL bonus pool money they delivered last year. So all of a sudden, you know, 10 more teams want to be involved this year. I think that part of it's great. I think, you know, the Vegas aspect, take it or leave it, for me, it doesn't really matter. But what I don't like is that the schedule was a complete mystery.
Yeah.
We knew going in for Maryland, all right, you're facing UNLV, you're facing Gonzaga. And I was under the assumption that they would have to win both games or whatever to maybe play in the third place game or play in the championship game today. The truth was, all along, every team participating, all 18, was going to play 3 games, no matter what. and that there was going to be games on Thanksgiving Day after a champion was decided tonight. So a little more explanation would have been nice. Not having games where teams, their schools on the East Coast are tipping off at midnight their time, that would be a nice change. But I think they got something cooking here with the Players Era stuff. Just need to tweak it.
Yeah, and if they go to 32 real quick, and we were talking off the air, you got to have some on-campus games before everybody flies out to Vegas to do whatever the hell it is they're doing. Now, you have Orioles news for us, right, Nolan McGraw?
Yeah, I mean, baseball news in general here. We'll start with former Oriole Brandon Hyde. Didn't land a manager job, but now expected to land on the Tampa Bay Rays staff. Undisclosed role. Nothing's been finalized, but the reports are out there that it's as close to a done deal as possible without putting pen to paper. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly his role is. I think it's very interesting that he's going to another AL East team.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping with the enemy. I don't like that one bit, but he has no allegiances here.
No.
Now, as far as the Orioles, who they've added, this one may be even more interesting. Former Padres manager Mike Schilt, who stepped away, as he said, it was his own decision to leave the Padres, said that he was worn down by the job. Well, he's not worn down by baseball in general because he's coming to Baltimore, or coming to the Orioles system, to be a minor league player development coach. That's all that's been really announced so far. So again, a strange exit from the Padres. Lands here. Really didn't waste any time. I mean, it would have been more awkward if he left the Padres and said, yeah, I'm worn down by the job, worn down by baseball, and immediately took another manager job. That would have been a real head scratcher. But this one, it's not exactly coaching. It's just player development in the minor leagues. So I don't know. It's a big name. The Orioles went with the unknown name for their manager. They went big with player development.
Yeah, and Schilt had success in St. Louis, too, with the Cardinals, before you got cundiffed out of that job. And Nolan, what are your plans for Thanksgiving as we wrap up this Woman Crush Wednesday? By the way, I am off all next week. You know what I'm... Well, my wife's cooking, and my sister and my brother-in-law are going to come over. And then Friday, I'm getting a haircut.
Good call.
Well, I'm getting going to the doc. Full disclosure, I felt like crap for like a week. I haven't eaten since Monday. I'm pasty white to begin with. I'm super white now. I'm almost clear. I'm so white. But, yeah, I kind of feel like crap. So I'm going to the doctor. If I get clearance there, because I've taken like three COVID tests, I'm going to go get a haircut. Then I'm going to get my oil changed. And then watch out, world. Bobster's on the loose. I know where I'm not going to be. Here.
Right. I'll be here. It'll be nice. Me and Vinny. We're holding
you
down the
fort. You and Vinny. Correct.
Yep. We're going to be at Saxon's Diamond Center next Thursday. There's so many moving parts here, but we'll keep it.
Get yourself a Rolex.
That's next week. Yeah. I'm worried about tomorrow. That's the big Thursday.
What do you got going on, dude?
Football and food, and maybe time for a little family as well. But that's always third in the rundown order. We're going to my aunt and uncle's house, probably a small affair, but that means more leftovers, which is music to my ears.
Yeah, no doubt. That turkey sandwich on a Friday with mayonnaise and salt and pepper is always...
That might be even better than Thanksgiving Day for me.
It's like next day spaghetti.
And you don't have the shame of eating in front of other people. You can really like feast and by yourself. Yeah. You get real disgusting with it. Yeah. I'm usually getting too handy.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Couple texts here. We'll start with Maryland. Howard in Baltimore says that game last night looked like JV versus varsity. Gonzaga out-hustled, out-physicaled Maryland all game. I don't know what Buzz was thinking defensively. A ton of open looks from three for the Bulldogs. Just almost every offensive possession, it seemed like they had a wide open look.
Yeah, open threes and like just uncontested. Maryland scores, and they're getting breakaways. I mean, you cannot have bust-out layups on made baskets. So Maryland, no defensive adjustments, but let's stress here, please. This is at the 2002 Terps or the 95 Terps. And Gonzaga's really, really good. So
Bama might be even better.
Yeah, I think a thumping of similar proportions could be happening tonight, too.
And one more text here on the Ravens. This one says, I know we've spent a lot of this season complaining about who isn't getting the ball, but The way they've used DeAndre Hopkins has been the most frustrating to me. Even Lamar was saying last week they got to get D-Hop the ball more often. It just isn't happening. I think this guy has a lot more to give.
He had a chance to get him the ball last week for a touchdown and didn't complete the pass. And his target share is very, very minimal, but yet he is still one of the leading touchdown guys on the team. But D-Hop brings that veteran presence, and who knows how the Ravens, and Todd Monken in particular, will try to incorporate him into the offense. Perfect plate for Thanksgiving. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, corn, mac and cheese, sauerkraut with the sausage, hot roll. You're welcome.
Don't even look at the cranberry.
I don't like
cranberry.
Don't even bother. Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, it came out of the can with the indentations on it. I was like, I'll pass.
Yeah. Well, but you didn't get a fair shake there.
That's just me.
Right. It is what it is.
That's going to do it for us. For Nola McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Inside Access coming up next. For now, class dismissed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.